Tommy, how would you describe Video Games Live in a brief description?
Video Games Live is all the greatest video game music of all time, played by a full symphony and choir, but what makes it really special and unique is that everything is completely synchronized to massive video screens, a stage show production, rock and roll lighting, interactive elements with the crowd. So I kind of like to describe it as having all of the power and emotion of a symphony orchestra, but combined with the energy and excitement of a rock concert, mixed together with all the cutting-edge visuals and interactivity and fun that video games provide.
Castlevania!
Now, I know you grew up in an Italian household listening to Caruso and Pavarotti, but you had some rock and roll in the family as well.
Yeah, so my cousin is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. His real name is Steven Tellerico. And so I was always growing up, you know, kind of watching Aerosmith, listening to Aerosmith, going to the shows, and, you know, the family usually stands on the side of the stage. And being in music and doing all that, you know, it never occurred to me that that was like an impossible dream or anything like that. It's like, oh, look at Cousin Steven, you know, performing in front of 50,000 people. That looks like fun. That's what I want to do when I grow up.
So after years of writing music for games, in 2002 you start Video Games Live. What was the initial reaction you received when this began?
When I was doing the first show, I did it at the Hollywood Bowl with the LA Philharmonic Orchestra. People are like, you're nuts, you're risking your entire career, you're lucky if you sell 500 tickets. Well, that first show, 11,000 people showed up, and all of a sudden I wasn't so crazy. And we've been doing it now for 17 years, and we hold two big Guinness World Records, one for the longest running, most performances ever done by a touring symphony show. Buffalo will be number 495.
What would you say to people who may look down at video game music as not being true classical music?
Video game music, like film music, you know, it's all derived from symphonic and classical music. And in regards to, you know, using the video screens and the rock and roll lighting and the stuff like that, you know, consider this. It was only a couple hundred years ago that a bunch of loudmouth Italians like me got around a table together and said, how do we bring people into the symphony? I got an idea. Let's tell a story through the lyrics. Let's put singers on stage and tell a story. Like they did hundreds of years ago with an opera, which is now, you know, part of the classical world. Well, some people consider us the opera of the 21st century, you know, using technology and these things to bring a younger generation and bring people, a new generation, into to see an orchestra. That's a beautiful thing.